Yeah. it again with the rest of the lights off. Do they all set off? Oh, and think for a second about the words.
Torahthon going to go on here, and when I came in June, there was like a real sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, like the year is over, it's all behind us, and maybe we'll get the lights back for this, because I got to see the Heiliga, the Punim,
only one.
And so now what's the sense? You come around, you feel such opportunity and Hischachas. Everyone is starting new, even in the secular world. At my Ofruf, a friend of mine came with my notebook from high school, and it had the first page from every single class that I took of notes. Because the first day, I'm going to take notes in this class, even if it's a ridiculous joke class, I'm going to be the one who takes it seriously, because I have my education and I've paid, and okay. I don't have the second page from almost every single class. It's all in one notebook. But there is still a sense of hischachus, an opportunity. So Satmar Rebbe says, "Eini Hashem Elokecha ba mereishis hashana v'ad achris shana." Talking about Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk says, "Reishis hashana and achris shana." Ha, the. So he says that when you go into every year, we think it's hashana, that this is the year. So you could take it as like a shtach from the Rebbe, like, you know, what do you think? Like, you think this year is going to be the year? But what Rabbi Klein said in our Halakha Minyan is, well, that's the way the Pasuk is telling, the Sama Rebbe is telling you. Every year has got to be, this is going to be the year. I don't care how many shanas there were. This year is Hashana. And this time of the year, this is Hischachus, the opportunities and the, you know, everything that's new. It was. It started before Brias Olam, says Bnei Yisachar, because according to the Manda Amr, that the world was created in Tishrei. So when did Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kviyachol, was Ole Baratzon of Machshava of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is an El Hakadosh Baruch Hu thought. Schachus, a world, creation, new. So the Yemei Ratzon, we all know, is from Maamar Har Sinai and the Luchos Shniyos and everything, but it's always been a time of his chadshus. You could feel it everywhere. I remember during finals, I was hearing from people, 15 hours straight, not Torahthon. So now, whatever it was in finals, it should be double. So everyone will feed their finals and their Yemei Ratzon is chadshus schedule. But the kasha is, how do we tap into it? What do we do to be machadish? Kadosh Baruch Hu is machadish the world every single day, every single rega. How do we tap into this chadshus? So Rav Yom Tov Glazer has amazing insights into people and how they work. And he says most people's lives, they're living reruns. Because they're doing this coming day what they did yesterday, and they're doing this coming year what they did last year. There's a story of a foresaid from the Satmar Rav, Bekitzer, that there was a badchan at a chasana that wanted to imitate the Satmar Rav's davening. Badchan like makes jokes and I mean Satmar Rav's davening. Not sure how funny it was, but in those days, whatever. So he asked the Rebbe for permission. Simchas chasim v'kala. Fun. So he starts imitating the Rebbe. Perfect, this shuckling and the voice and the cry at this spot, and this—it was like amazing. People were like rolling. It's amazing. This guy looked like, sounded like the Samaro, and the Samaro started to cry. And the Padchan was very scared. I asked the Rebbe permission. What happened? I thought it was Beseder. So he spoke to the Rebbe afterwards, and the Rebbe said, "I know it's fine. I'm not upset. You weren't mezalzel." So just thinking, if you could imitate my davening so well, then maybe I'm just imitating what I did yesterday. And there's no hischadshus. I'm just so sad that I'm just doing what I did yesterday. As we'll see, that's not Yiddishkeit. So a lot of times what we do is we take our past and we project it, we throw it into our future, and there's almost nothing left for us to do. It's people have become 100% predictable. I know, you know, what my nisyonos are, and where I'm going to fail, and, you know, what I'm going to be successful in, and even comments and conversations, it's, you know, talking to people is, it becomes like a rerun, like, there's very little hischadshus involved. I saw an amazing maisa from Rav Avram Tversky. He says, I'm not sure, true or not true, but a kid wakes up in the morning, and he's crying, he goes to his mother, and he says, "Mommy, I'm so upset. I had a bad dream." "Oh, what's wrong? You had a bad dream?" "I had a bad dream that you were going to hit me today." She's like, "Oh, no, that's so sad. I'm not going to hit you today. It's just a dream. Don't worry about it." And so the kid keeps crying. And the mother keeps saying, "It's fine. I'm not going to hit you. Why are you so upset?" She's like, "No, you're going to hit me today. You're going to hit me today. I'm so sad." The entire morning, the kid doesn't stop crying and bothering his mother until she hits him. Moral of the story is that what came first here? Right? It was the projection of, you know, I know what I was like last year. I know what happened in the dream, so that's what's going to happen. And so much so that I'm going to force that to happen to be the Metzius. So my future is just my past. So, lo aleinu, that's the... The zman of his chadshus is to get us out of that rote and going through what we went through already and make it totally new. There's nothing, what happened last year, nothing to do with what's going to happen this coming year. At least not the stuff that we don't want. Rav Yeager said, two mayridik azachin, shayashuv, legabe his chadshus. Mayridik azachin is like mayridik. Torah is like ish, fire. You look at fire, it's never the same fire that it was a second ago. It's flickering, it's yearning, it's new, it's going upwards. Ad kedei kach, he said that this has a nafkamina lahalacha. That if a person takes out ish from a shusha yachid to shusha rabim on Shabbos, it's not chayiv. Because you need a akira and hanacha. You take it out from one place and put the same object in another place. But the ish is not the same ish. It's constantly being mechadish. So if you take it from one place, you put it in another place, it's not the same ish. That's Torah. Torah should be to us like Eish, and it's not what it was yesterday, or not what it was at the beginning of Seder, at the end of Seder. And that's how there's a Shmua, Zach will tell us if it's true, there's a Shmua that B'sof Yomei HaGra he would learn Psukim. And they say that it's because he, you know, already had it all, you know, under his belt, if you could say that about the Gra. So he would look at the Psukim and he would see Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, you don't need to go through the rest of Tanakh and then Mishnayos and then Shas and Torahs Nigla and Torahs Nistar, because that's when it's all coming from the Psukim. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu, Staka Waraisa Barai Alma. Yeah, so the Gra is learning that Pasuk. And sooner it's Hashem Mordechai. It's going to be learning Psukim, who's my son's like 5 years old. What's pshat that the Gra and somebody in first grade can learn a pasuk? Because it's bechalal not the same. It's ischachas, and every time you go through the psukim, every time you go through any piece of Torah, it's the eish. Torah nimshal the eish. Fine, that's one. Here we go. The second one, guys, strap in. Mefarcheses. Anyone know what a mefarcheses is? Mefarcheses is an animal that's still moving after it's been killed. Like a lizard's tail, if you slice it off, it's still going to be like, you know, moving around a little bit. But like centipedes in my apartment, it's like half of them are still going. It's like, So, amifarcheses, I've tried to be mavara this vart in many different places. I'm still working to get to the bottom of it. It's so good that it's mavara itself, may love. But if you have any more birurim, amifarcheses, you do shchita on the animal. For a yid, it's now kosher. But for a guy, it is still usur, because a guy is not allowed to eat from a living animal, Eiver Min HaChai. Right? So pasha pshat is that the yid has the matir of shchita. The guy is not eating kosher, so shchita doesn't mean anything to a guy. So once we have the shchita, we could eat it. They still have to wait till it's mamish gone, and then it's not chai anymore. It's not even chai. But what's the pnimiyas haTorah, which may be coming from Rav Nosson, from Rav Nachman, maybe not. It's maybe based on Gemaras and Chulin and Shulchan Aruch, maybe not. Listen to this. Old kochos. How do we look at old kochos? How do we look at doing something because we did it yesterday? How do we look at it if it's not a new Torah Nimshel LeEish? We look at it as dead. A guy who's just going through inertia and the motions, and every day is the same, and the next thing is the same as the last thing, and same, that's dead by it. That is not chiyus. By a guy, maybe that's fine. So this animal that's moving after it's dead, it says it's not moving because it's alive, it's moving from the energy it had before the shchita. It's not live to us. But by a guy, maybe that's considered alive. Maybe that's Ivar Min HaChai, it still has the chiyus. And the pasuk says to him, "Lo amos ki echya, I'm not going to die. Rather, I'm going to live." If you're not dead, aren't you alive? Lo amos ki echya. Eretz is no. Not everyone who's not dead. Everyone who's not dead doesn't mean that they're alive. Fine. Practically, three things that I thought of, and really, it's on everyone. Cheshbon hanefesh, mefashvish v'maisa. What gives you the ischachas and how you do it, but. Couple of things to put out there that I've observed. One is to use tzaddikim, because you look at tzaddikim and they're so fresh. Od yinuvim b'seva. Even the older they get, there's no baggage, there's no leftovers by the tzaddikim. You speak to the Rosh Yeshivas here, such a fresh conversation. They're not bogged down by everything that was going on in the past. I remember going up to Rav Dan Segel, who's a big tzaddik from Yerushalayim, now he's in Brooklyn. And I told him, Rosh Hashanah night, when he was wishing everyone Chesiva Chesima Tova, I said, this past year was a rough year for me, so I need a bracha of the new year. He looked at me like I was crazy. It's like, last year? What does last year have to do with anything? It's Rosh Hashanah already. Boom, Rosh Hashanah hits. Tough year. Tichla Shana Kilosel is totally over. Tzaddik, if you speak to them, they're just... They're new. They're mechadesh. They're learning. It's
it's not, you never get that old sense. So being dovuk to tzaddikim is always a good thing. But to see the nekuda of his chachas, that, and try and figure it out a little bit, that's one. Number two, a striking similarity in two Rambams. Hilchos Tshuva, which everyone hopefully has seen already. Afalpi, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Afalpi Shetekiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosov. You know, Pasuk says blow shofar. Remez Yeshpo, there's something hinted there. Kolomar Uru Yeshenim Mishenaschem V'nerdomim Mekitzu Meter Demaschem. If you're sleeping, wake up. Mechipsu Maaseichem, and search your ways. Chizu B'tshuva V'zichru Barachem. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elu HaShokhin Es HaEmes Behevle Hazman. Those people who are involved in things that are vanities of this world that could distract us sometimes. That's Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin U'Mezuzah V'Sefer Torah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel says, Chayav Adam Lizar V'Mezuzah Meshi Chovas HaKol Tamin. Careful with mezuzahs. Chol Zman Sheikonis V'Yetzei Yifga b'yichud Hashem, touch the mezuzah, Shmo, Shachar Yisbar. V'yizkar avaso, remember your love for Hashem. That's deep inside. V'yorim shenoso, wake up from sleep. V'shiyosu behevle azman. And the things that we're being distracted with, the vanities, the hevle azman that we're going through. So first the ari is we read these Rambams, and we always think hevle azman like a. There's Hevle Azman at every level. There's not just the people playing Sheshbish in the streets that are, you know, the Yoshve Kronos that are in the Hevle Azman, and just because I'm in the Beis Medrash doesn't mean, you know, this past summer I accomplished a lot in Ruchnis and Gashmis. I have to figure out how much of the Gashmis is really just Hevle Azman. Because in a certain sense, if it's not Torah, if it's not Avodah, if it's not Ruchnis, there's a place for Hevle Azman, but there's also a place to get rid of Hevle Azman. So practical etzah number two is to use mitzvos of Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us shofar, which hopefully wakes us all up. But with these Rambams, the mezuzah is the same thing. The tzitzis we put on everyone is the same thing. The negavasa that we do, the tefillin that we put on, when we pay someone that day, when we have kavana, I'm giving him yom otita in tzchar mitzvah d'oraisa, we could wake ourselves up, mea brachos a day, we could use mitzvos, the things that we're doing all the time by rote, but that could be a big wake-up call. And derech agav, I asked Rav Yeager if there's any other Rambams that are like this. He said, these are the only two, in shofar and in mezuzah. What's the pshat he heard from Moshe Shapiro? That both of them are chiddush. When you go from this room into that room, it's a certain level of chiddush. Sometimes it could be a big change if you're going from, you know, a waiting room into a doctor's office, totally different thing, or from the hallway into the chasana hall. It's when there's a change in makom, you have a big hesoros. And touch the yichud of Hashem, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hesoros. And then so too with the zman. The new year is coming. It's a hesoros. It's a time to forget the Hevle Azman, to leave them in the last zman, to leave them in the last makom behind us. Or just possibly pretending that we never did a mitzvah before. That we're doing it for the first time. Or if you don't like to play pretend, then think about the first time you did it. And see what happens when you make that bracha, when you give that tzedakah, and all these mitzvahs that we're doing all the time. And finally, Hachana. It's all about Hachana. It's not too late. It's pretty late in the game, but it's not too late. I started a project in our house to try and get rid of this thing where, like, Shavuos hits and you barely remember that, you know, you're preparing during Sfira, and Rosh Hashanah hits and you barely recognize Elul. So I put up a piece of paper with every day of Elul. I just reminded myself I didn't do this yet tonight. And I try and put a check at dinner time on that day to realize that another day of Elul has just gone by. And I have a calendar, and I have a phone calendar. And the idea was that if you do a pa'ula, if you do an action,
then it gives you a certain hakara. And there have been a few days I made like a big X on some days that I forgot to do it. Those are days that we went away or things that were going on. But it makes you realize that even the days that you're traveling and you're taking care of things and you're busy with things, those are still days of Elul also. So if you have a way just to make some mark somewhere, the bigger, the better, and the more you're able to realize that the achana is happening. Sometimes it just passes by. I want to do achana, but I never realized that the time was even going by. And finally, and then so finally, Rabbi Waxman said, Amar Dekazach, on his Erev Hashanah Shir from a bunch of years ago. There's MP3 with like 9 years of Shirim. It's awesome. So just to get a little Kabbalistic for a second, the Sfiros work in seven. So you have Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. So represent different things, and kindness and strength and beauty. But that's obviously just the translation of the words. So he said that if you count the months from Tishrei to Nisan and from Nisan to Tishrei, so you come out with 7 months in each direction, making Tishrei like the Midas HaMalchus, which you don't need to explain too much how Tishrei corresponds to Malchus. It's Malchus, one of the Shofers. Making Elul Midas HaYesod, the second of the Malchus is the seventh, like Shabbos Malchusa is the seventh day of the week, that's Midas HaMalchus. And the Midah before that, like Yosef, is the sixth of the Yishvizhin Tzadik, Yesod Olam, Yesod. Fine. So that's just the order of the numbers that work. So Elul corresponds to Yesod. But forgetting about that, going back to the translation of the word, Yesod is the foundation. He says, everyone always wants Malchus, but they forget about Yesod. We want to show up on Rosh Hashanah and feel the Malchus Shemayim, the Gilui and the glory, but the Yesod is where it's at. And that's more of our chelik in the mitzvah. Showing up in shul is up to Siyata Deshmaya, who's going to be sitting next to you, how they're going to be davening, what's the chazan going to be like, and the air conditioning, and am I going to be off? Do I want to use the pathways to prayer? Is it too long? Use the mitzuda? No, the interlinear? Like, the bonushal, you know, it's got so complicated. I was learning Shulchan Aruch in Mir, and I was talking to somebody who's mastered a lot, Rav Moshe Trachtman, who's mastered a lot of Shas and Shulchan Aruch, so he was saying that the new Shulchan Aruchs have so many footnotes and osios, you could have like one word, like Yesh Omrim, and then you have an Aleph in brackets, and then an Aleph in parentheses, and then bold one, a small one, and a Rashi script. He's like, you could lose it, you know, you could have five machzorim and never daven to Hashem, you know, so that's a little bit aga. But this is time of Yesod, to build the foundation. Mordechai School is building a new building, and they said they started building a new building, and I went by, I didn't see anything, because they're digging the Yesod right now. Because we tend to overlook, because Malchus is Geshmak, to be there at the top, but every big Malchus has a big Yesod. And finally, all days become the same without Achana, he said. A Tuesday is not that much different than a Shabbos, than a Yom Tif, than the day of a person's Chuppah, and then he said Yom HaMisa. A person goes through all of life not being Mechen, and the lesser Mechen, the more things become the same, because we don't see the Chashivas. The more we're Mechen, we could sit down before a Tefillah and realize what the Nefesh HaChaim says about a Tefillah. I think, what's the difference between this tefillah and yesterday's tefillah and my friend's tefillah and next week's tefillah? There's never a tefillah in history since Brias HaOlam that is the same as the one before or one that's ever happened in the world. That could take 3 seconds of hachana before davening, changes the whole thing. You realize this tefillah, and it's never going to happen again. So, paying attention to the tzaddikim, paying attention to the mitzvahs, paying attention to the days that are going by, shemamish bizocha together, to be mechadesh, and to not have the same year coming up, to have a totally new year of all good zachin for all of Klal Yisrael. Zach reminded me beforehand of there was a tragic car accident, and unfortunately there was a Shraga alumnus who was nifter. I don't know him, but our words tonight should be
Zecher Nishmaso, Lila Nishmaso, and we should use it as a wake-up call to Takavi Mechadesh and think about every day as a Matana from Hashem and Tshuva Evnei Mamisa, and wait for the days that it's Malar's day, it's Hashem, and that we Tichla Shana V'Kilosea and Taskel Shana V'Kilosea and sing a couple of more Negunim. If Kachui Machem, let's go for it. Shuvah Hashem. It's not the time.
Shabbat shalom. Hashem Melech.